Friday. Well, how do you do? The Rocky Mountain Cowboy back again with you. So pull up that easy chair, turn up that radio. Hello, everybody. Hello.
Welcome, everyone, to an old-time radio show. Our sponsors this morning, Anton's Musical Instrument Repair, Aldrich's Do It Center, Vision West Ember, Bighorn Federal, and Heart Mountain Hearing. We're always so happy to see your smiling face, our good friend Penny McCullough. Good morning.
Good morning.
You had a good holiday?
I did.
Good, good. Yes. Nice and quiet, you
quiet
said.
Home.
And, yeah,
quiet
as home. We get a little older, we appreciate those quiet times.
Yes, we do.
So,
you sit around and eat and binge on movies.
Exactly. Maybe watch some football.
Yes.
And maybe get out a little bit to see friends. But no, I'm very, very glad. And glad to see you here in the new year. You said you're going to do something a little bit different for us this morning. Tell us.
Well, this poem was written by Charlie Fletcher in 1917.
Mm-hmm.
It became a poem in 1931. Hundreds and hundreds of guys, not hundreds, but a lot of people have done this song.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do a trilogy today.
Okay.
Nobody's ever done all three of the Strawberry Roan.
Okay.
I was hanging around town just spending my time. Out of a job and not earning a dime. A fellow steps up and he says, I suppose you're a bronc rider from the looks of his clothes. Figures me right, I'm a good one, I claim. Did you happen to have any bad ones to tame? He says, I've got one, a bad one to buck. At throwing good cowboys, he's had lots of luck. I gets all head up, I ask what he'd pay to ride this old nag for a couple of days. He offers me 10 and I said, I'm your man. I never saw the pony that I couldn't fan. He said, get your saddle, I'll give you a chance. We jumped in his buckboard and drove to the ranch. I stayed till morning and right after Chuck, I stepped out to see if this outlaw could buck. Down in the horse corral standing alone was an old caballo, a strawberry roan. His legs were all spangled, he had pigeon toes, little pig eyes and a big Roman nose, little pin ears that touch at the tip. A big 44 brand was on his left hip. You necked and old with the long lower jaw, I could see with one eye he's a regular outlaw. Well, I buckle on my spurs and I'm feeling fine. Pull down my hat and I pick up my twine. Throw my loop on him and well I knew then, before he gets froze, I'll sure earn that 10. I gets the blinds on him, it sure is a fright. Next comes the saddle, I squeeze it down tight. Then I steps on him and raises the blind. Get out of the way, boys, he sure do unwind. I throw him his head, I'll say he unwound. He seemed to quit living down there on the ground. He went up in the east, came down in the west. I'm sitting upon him, he's doing his best. Sure a frog walker and he's a big sigh. He only lacks wings for to flee on the fly. His old belly's turned right up to the sun. He sure is a sunfish and son of a gun. He's about the worst bucker I've seen on the range. He could give you a nickel and give you some change. I lost my stirrups and also my hat. I'm reaching for leather and blind as a bat. He hits all on fours, goes up on high, leaving me spinning up there in the sky. I turn over twice and come back to earth, a light and a cussing the day of his birth. I know there's ponies that I cannot ride. There's some of them left, they haven't all died. But I'll bet they'll my money the man ain't alive that can stay with old Strawberry when he makes his high dive.
So, what happens next?
Well, then, after a little drink of water here, that's a lot of words.
There you go, that is a lot of words.
And I got a twangy string, and I apologize to
people
for that.
Okay. That's okay.
We're all laying around just spinning some yarns when up rides a stranger and stops at the barns. His shaps were all spotted and the lame on the right was the same as the pocket was hairy each night. He looked like a kid who just left his home. Say, hey there, young feller, how long have you roamed? He fed his old pony and loosened the cinch, and he sits in the sage shade on a rickety bench. When up rides the boss, said, whose bronco is that? Well, the kid's over here, boss, in his 10-gallon hat. When he looked him over, suppose you want a job, he said that he did, so he said, see here, lad. In the morning we're rounding up a bunch of Mustangs, think I can use you if you're a good man. The next morning early we heads up the trail to find those old ponies, bring them back to the corral. We finally spotted and hazed them back, but the kid he's done missing in his 10-gallon hat. We finally seen him coming, his horse white with foam, and ahead of him snorting came Strawberry Roan. Here's one you missed, boys, he sure made me ride. They tell me that no man can sit to his hide. I'd like a chance to stick to that hide, cause I never saw the pony that I couldn't ride. So right after Chuck, with a good snort of rum, we sat on the quail bars and watched all the fun. He unloosened his rope with the hiss of a snake, and old Strawberry ducked it a second too late. He gets his old saddle and he screws her down tight. Old Strawberry lay there a pitiful sight. He awoke with a start when he felt two sharp spurs go down his two shoulders and back to his rear. Across the corral now they went with a shot, and the kid he starts fanning that 10-gallon hat. The way that horse bucked, no man can describe. His tail was all saved him from losing his hide. Well, we started to yelling with all of our might. Well, we ride him, young cowboy, you're winning this fight. Well, he laid down and rolled and he squealed like a rat, but the kid kept on fanning that 10-gallon hat. Now he humped up his back, just meaning to say, it's all right, young cowboy, you've won out today. But you're the first man that's ever been known to stay on my back. I'm old Strawberry Roan. Poor old Strawberry Roan. All games he made, he has thrown. A kid came from Bath and he took a big chance, but he rode the old Strawberry Roan.
Take another drink, dear.
Losing the water.
That is all. Those are a lot of words there, too. So now this is a trilogy.
A trilogy.
Okay, so we're going to do one more before the break, right?
Right.
Okay, very good.
Well, let's do, if we're going to do something else before the break.
No, you do whatever you'd like, dear.
Okay. Well, then after he was rode and he got old. It's called The Fate of Old Strawberry Roan. A bunch of us boys sitting around the corral, talking about old Strawberry, a real cowboy's pal. He's throwing more cowboys time after time, turning in circles as small as a dime. From the west rides a stranger from Ranch Lazy Eight, just wondering, boys, if you've seen any strays. An old 45 hung low on his hip, a cigarette butt burning close to his lip. What's all the attraction in that there corral? Oh, just an old roan, a real cowboy's pal. Harry Knight's only man that's rode that old roan. Go ahead, stranger, try him, but I think you'll get thrown. I'll just call your bluff on that little old roan. Here's one cowboy left, he never has thrown. Stick on my saddle, I ain't got much time. I've heard how that cayuse could really unwind. He swung to the saddle with the greatest of ease. Old Strawberry bucked like a float in the breeze. Then under his belly we saw the blue sky. We yelled at the stranger a parting goodbye. We then saw a sight that surely meant fate, as Strawberry went over the old corral gate. A flash of a hand and out come a gun, while on the corral a pair of them hung. We rushed to a rider, his pistol held tight. Old Strawberry lay there a pitiful sight. Real sorry, boys, come a voice very low. It was me or that cayuse when all one had to go. When all the ranch hands had gathered around, seemed all were shocked as they gazed at the ground. Real sorry, boys, come a voice very low. It was me or that cayuse, 'cause one had to go. That evening at sunset, we laid him to rest. At the head of his grave, we all signed this request. Old Strawberry Roan, all the names he has thrown. His bridle hangs here, please leave it alone. I messed it up. But anyway, it's fun. Oh, and nobody's ever done all three of them together, I don't believe.
That is a lot of singing there.
And a lot of songs.
And I know there's actually four parts.
Yes.
We're going to leave part number four
yes.
over there. What was the name of the fourth?
The Castration. It got a little rocky in there, and I decided this wasn't really the place to do that
the
song.
Proper venue.
Maybe at the bar sometime.
But now you did say, and a lot of people have done this song. Who did probably the best known version?
Marty Robbins.
Marty Robbins. Okay,
and that was the one where he didn't write him. Right. And then Wolf Carter, who was Montana Slim, was the one that wrote. He wrote The Strawberry Roan and also The Fate of Old Strawberry Roan.
Oh, okay.
So that those two out there, because nobody really knows who Wolf Carter Montana Slim was.
Very good.
He was a yodeler from Canada.
Ah, okay. Sounds great. We are going to take a break and check in with our sponsors. Don't go away. We've got a couple more from Penny coming right up.
Anton's Musical Instrument Repair is proud to announce that we are now an authorized Fender Gold designated repair shop. This means Fender will actually recommend Anton for all major and minor repairs on all models of Fender guitars. If you have a stringed instrument that needs a repair or adjustment, Anton can take care of you any make and model. Plus, you'll find a shop full of accessories from picks and straps to tuners and capos. Anton's Musical Instrument Repair, online or by old-fashioned phone, 307-754-5341.
Aldrich and Stewart Center hopes you're having a wonderful holiday. And during this season, they hope you take a little time to appreciate the good things in your life, like family, friends, and living in wonderful Wyoming. 2019 was a challenging year, and Aldrich's is looking forward to serving you in the new year. They remind you, if you're planning on building a home, remodeling the one you're in now, landscaping and repair, they'll be there for you with materials, tools, and information. Happy New Year, everyone, from Aldrich's Stewart Center.
Sports fans, club members, and business owners, when you need t-shirts, sweatshirts, jackets, caps, or that perfect gift, call Vision West, your one and only local neighborhood screen printer. Enjoy premier service, quality clothing, top-notch embroidery, and custom designs printed and sewn right here in the Bighorn Basin. Remember to support your local printer. That's Vision West at 754-1000, 754-1000 for Vision West.
Ever been so involved with work that you forgot to deposit your check? Maybe you're miles from your bank or don't have time to drive across town. Maybe evenings are your time to bank. With mobile banking from Bighorn Federal, you can deposit your check wherever there is cell service. Bighorn Federal's mobile banking app is safe, secure, easy, and works on an Android or Apple phone. Talk to your local Bighorn Federal about remote deposit capture today. Bighorn Federal, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey everybody, Chris Pelletier here to tell you about the latest from Heart Mountain Hearing, Bighorn Basin's number one hearing aid resource center. We have free screenings, the latest advances from Starkey Technologies, plus we service all hearing aid brands. And one of the best pieces of news is many insurance companies are now covering hearing aids. So stop in and see what your coverage can do. Hear better, live better with Heart Mountain Hearing, 754-3464, 557 Main Street in beautiful downtown Ralston.
Okay, we are back and hanging out with our good pal, Penny McCullough, this morning. And the time goes by so fast. I wish the show was an hour long.
Between a twangy guitar and missing the words, I don't think I'd want to be here for an hour.
I knew you were going to say that. But it looks like we do have just time for one more.
All right.
What are you going to sing?
This is a Johnny Horton. Sleepy Eyed John. Well, way down yonder on Candy Creek, I whittled out a fiddle from an old fagin' seat. Fiddle my fiddle and I rub my bow, play a little tune wherever I go. Well, sleepy-eyed John, you better get your britches on. Sleepy-eyed John, better tie your shoe. Sleepy-eyed John, better get your britches on. Try to get to heaven before the devil gets to you. Well, sleepy-eyed John, he stole a goose. Goose, he flopped, but he couldn't get loose. Said John to the goose, if you don't be still, miss my supper down at Candyville. Well, sleepy-eyed John, you better get your britches on. Sleepy-eyed John, better tie your shoe. Sleepy-eyed John, better get your britches on. Try to get to heaven before the devil gets to you. Well, sleepy-eyed John, he had a wooden leg. His little leg was nothing but a little wooden peg. One shoe off and one shoe on, did the double shuffle till the cows come home. Well, sleepy-eyed John, you better get your britches on. Sleepy-eyed John, better tie your shoe. Sleepy-eyed John, better get your britches on. Try to get to heaven before the devil gets to you. Well, I got $20 for to build a fence. Took my money and it ain't worked since. Broke my buggy and I sold my plow. Wouldn't take a dollar for my journey now. I said, sleepy-eyed John, you better get your britches on. Sleepy-eyed John, better tie your shoe. Sleepy-eyed John, better get your britches on. Try to get to heaven before the devil gets to you. Well, over the hickory and down the pine, the raccoon laughed and the old hound whined. John said, sick 'em, and the old coon left. Crossed Green River in a minute and a half. Well, sleepy-eyed John, you better get your britches on. Sleepy-eyed John, better tie your shoe. Sleepy-eyed John, you better get your britches on. Try to get to heaven for the devil gets to you. The end. Boy, it's twangy.
Yeah.
Anton, you get my guitar.
Yeah. And it needs a little work, but it sounds great. And I love you get caught up in the songs and you get caught up in the story and you want to hear what's going to happen. And I just love it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you
that.
So much for coming out. Before I forget, we do want to throw a shout out and say happy birthday to Peyton.
Okay, yesterday was her birthday. Yes, she was 14 yesterday.
14, and she's usually has been here the last few times with you, but she's back
but
home.
But that's in August, though, usually
exactly.
After when school's out and we've
she's
sold the pigs.
School, but hey, we're glad you could make it, and we look forward to your next visit because we always love it when you stop by, dear.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you very much. We'll see you next time.
You bet. Thanks to everybody for tuning in this morning and our sponsors as well. Anton's Musical Instrument Repair, Aldrich's Do It Center, Vision West, Ember, Bighorn Federal, and Heart Mountain Hearing. We'll do it again next Friday, everyone.
And we'll hang our little head and cry because we have to leave this morning. But we'll be back, so you folks take care, won't you? So long, everybody. Now we gotta go. We hope you were listening on your radio to Right Here and Pal. Says thank you, neighbor, for sticking around a while. We've enjoyed our visit. We want you to know the past few minutes. Now we must go. We'll be back again so soon, and we'll sing some more songs. So long, everybody. So long.